GLC presents. Brought to you by the donations of our faithful partners.
Shalom. Welcome to Wisdom Into Our Ministries. Today, we're going to begin to do a study about the Hebraic Roots 101. Many people have emailed me and some people ask me questions. How do we begin to study the Hebraic way? I'm going to do my best to begin to do some basic teachings about how to begin to think as a Hebraic mindset, how to study in certain ways, how to look for certain things. But first of all, we need to establish a foundation. And this foundation is basically founded in the Torah. You cannot understand the Hebraic way of life if you don't know Torah. One of the things that we need to understand is the character of the Creator is outlined in all the stories in the Torah and the prophets. You know, as you study Scripture, you recognize the character of the Creator. For example, in Genesis, you understand the power of His creation, the power of His covenant with man, the power of covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You understand the power and the promise of redemption in the story of Joseph, how He's going to redeem His people later on in a time of trouble. Then later on, you're going to see in the latter chapters of chapter 22 of Genesis, you're going to notice how He establishes a pattern for the Messiah in the future when Abraham takes Isaac to the altar. Then the latter chapters of Genesis ends with the dispersion of 70 souls into Egypt, a type of shadow of the diaspora, or the dispersion, 70 souls, 70 nations, when the disciples of Yeshua, after Yeshua resurrected. In Luke, Luke chapter 10, He picked 70 disciples to go two by twos all over the world, because 70 is the number of the nations. Again, all of these things you can get from the Torah, the book of Exodus. Then you learn about the power of the redemption of our Redeemer. Then you know His power of redemption, the power to remember His covenant and how strong His mighty arm is and how He sustained them and educated them through the wilderness in the book of Exodus. Then in the book of Leviticus, you learn His holiness. You learn how holy He is, what is acceptable to Him, how should you approach Him in the way that you bring forth the sacrifices, how what is clean and unclean, what is acceptable and unacceptable, what are the commandments, how do you begin to walk in obedience, what is truth and what is not truth, what is a commandment and what is not a commandment. You know, all these things you learn in the book of Leviticus is the book of holiness, the book that establishes who He is and the character of His character of holiness, and how He wants you to project the same type of holiness to the people. The book of Numbers relates to you the travails of the children of Israel through the wilderness, the mistakes they made, and establishes certain commandments and certain rituals for the temple that is outlined for you how you should you approach the king. For example, Numbers chapter 5, it talks about the bitter waters. It tells you exactly how if a husband finds his wife, or he's in jealousy of her, but he cannot prove that she's been unfaithful to you, to him, what to do in that case? To go to the temple and present yourself before the priest, and to drink of the bitter waters, which, by the way, is a prophetic picture to the end of times in the Great Tribulation, and when the star falling from heaven is going to make the waters bitter. All of these things is an outline of how Yahweh wants you to be in tune to what He wants and how He wants things done. Okay, another thing is also the book of Deuteronomy. It is believed that the book of Deuteronomy was written in one day by Moses before he died. It's relating the story of how the wilderness experience will be an experience of what to do and what not to do when they enter the land. The promises, ratifying the covenant with the children of Israel. You know, we are founded on wisdom and foundation of strength. What is our strength? Yahweh is our strength. What is our wisdom? His Torah is our wisdom. Yeshua is our wisdom. Yeshua is the living word. Yeshua is our strength. Yeshua is the one who's going to bring us into the land. Why? Because the angel of the Lord led us in the wilderness. It's all a type and shadow. His right arm led us in the wilderness. All of these things you learn as you read Scripture. Okay. So what is our wisdom? How do we begin to live a Hebraic lifestyle as we go? Now, by the way, I'm going to give you a lot of verses. But I want you to understand that if you do not understand Torah, it's because you're not living Torah. The only way to understand the Torah is to live it. Let me give you an example. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 4, and we're going to begin in verse 1, and we're going to start reading. Is that okay? We're going to start reading. And we're going to start understanding the wisdom of Yahweh, how He wants it. Now, Israel, listen to the statutes and to the ordinances which I teach you to do them. See, this is one of the things that the church needs to understand. That while people say you have to live by faith, you know, in fact, what Yahweh is trying to say, if you believe me, you will do what I tell you. See, He's saying, listen, O Israel, the statutes and the ordinances which I teach you to do them. Without doing them, you're not showing you love Him. That's why in the Bible is very significant. You must obey, you must keep, and you must do. Based on those three things, then it tells you which way are you walking in. In Hebrew, the word way is derech. It's to walk in an ancient path, to walk on the way. If you're not obeying, you're not walking in the path of righteousness. If you're obeying, you're walking in the path of righteousness. It says, to do them that you may live and go in and possess the land which Yahweh, your Elohim, the Elohim of your fathers, gives you. So the condition is that if we're going to possess the land, it's because we obey. You should not add to the word which I command you, neither shall you diminish from it, that you may keep the commandments of Yahweh, your Elohim, which I command you. Let's see what the word keep there means in the Hebrew. The word keep is the word shamar. And the word shamar means properly a root, to hedge about, generally to protect, to attend, to beware, see, to observe, preserve, regard, reserve, save, sure. So where do people get that we don't have to keep the commandments? When in fact the word shamar, which means to keep, means to preserve, to observe, to walk in them. Okay? Now, verse 3 says, your eyes have seen what Yahweh did before Baal Peor. For all the men who follow Baal Peor, Yahweh Elohim has destroyed them from the midst of you. Why? Because they worship other gods. But you did cleave, watch, but you who did cleave unto Yahweh, your Elohim, are alive today, alive everyone to this day. Behold, I have taught you statutes and ordinances, even as Yahweh my Elohim commanded me, that you should do so in the midst of the land where you should go in to possess. So keeping the commandment is an eternal thing. It's forever. Verse 6, again the word shamar comes in. Keep, protect, therefore, and do them. For this is your wisdom and your understanding in the sight of the peoples, who shall hear all the statutes and say, surely this great nation is a wise and understanding people. Do you think it's a coincidence that the children of Israel are one of the highest rated people with the greatest mind in the world? You got Einstein, in the early 1900s, in the first 25 years, the Nobel Prize winners, in the first 25 years, 12 or 13 of them were Jewish people. The greatest technologies have been developed by Jewish people. I mean, do you think, is that because we're smarter than anybody else? No, because we are grounded in the wisdom of Yahweh, which is His Torah. And within the Torah is all the wisdom of the world. Everything is here. And He tells us, keep therefore and do them. You're going to follow that pattern all through Scripture. Keep therefore and do them. Keep and do. For this is your wisdom and your understanding. Verse 7. What great nation, let me make this a little smaller here, so you can see it better. For what great nation has God, verse 7, there we go. For what great nation is there that has a God so near to them as Yahweh our Elohim is whatever we call on Him. Now this is very important. We have the privilege to call upon the name of Yahweh. Why is that? Because we are covenant people. It's like if my wife has a problem, she calls me right away because we are in covenant. She knows that I will protect it. She knows that I will do anything for her. I will even die for my wife because I love her. We are in covenant people. I understand the love of Messiah in us because He is in covenant with us. So therefore, the great witness and wisdom come because we are cleaving unto His wisdom, which is Torah. And if we cleave unto the wisdom, which is Torah, then we also will be willing to do that with Messiah, because Yeshua is the living Torah. Verse 9. Only take heed to yourself and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things which your eyes saw, unless they depart from your heart all the days of your life, and make them known to your children and to your children's children. This is the key to preserve the wisdom that Yahweh gives us, that we teach them diligently to our children. And this is why in Deuteronomy chapter 6, we have a commandment. Now listen to what it says. Now this is the commandment, the statutes and the ordinances which Yahweh Elohim commanded you to teach you, that you may do them, again, there's the word do, you may do them in the land where you go over to possess, that you may fear Yahweh Elohim to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command you today, you and your sons and your sons' sons, all the days of your life, that your days may be prolonged. So this is a very good verse. It says, verse 2, that you may fear Yahweh Elohim to keep all his statutes and his commandments. So if you do not keep the commandments and his statutes, do you fear him? No. That's the definition. So the Bible gives you a definition. If you fear the Lord, that means you obey him and you keep his commandments. You protect them. It's the problem with the system of religion that has basically changed the concept of obedience, and they made it into what? Man-made stuff. Judaism does that. Judaism has tried to shamar, protect the commandments so much that they've added thousands upon thousands of commandments upon the commandment. And the system of religion is following the commandments of the rabbis. So is the system of religion in Christianity. They're following the commandments of the denomination. They're not following the commandments of the Bible. If that is true, then how come they don't keep Sabbath and the feast? Okay? Now, go to verse 3 of Deuteronomy chapter 6. Says, hear therefore, Israel, and observe to do it. There comes that again. To do it. That may be well with you, that you may be increased mightily, as Yahweh, the Elohim of your fathers, has promised you in the land of milk and honey. And then he quotes something very significant. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, Israel, Yahweh is Elohim and Yahweh is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. These words which I command you this day shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall talk to them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, when you rise up. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be for a symbol between your eyes. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. It shall be when Yahweh Elohim shall bring you into the land where he swore to your fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to give you great and goodly cities that you didn't build. So in other words, he's telling you, if you want to obey me, you must do what I say. Many people say, how do I walk in the Torah? Do it. Let me show you how. The creator of the universe is so wise that he considers you like a plant, like a tree, like a green tree, like an olive tree. And that's what Psalms is trying to teach you. In Psalms 1, he tells you, he says, blessed is the man who does not walk, notice, he's doing something, he's active, who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of the sinners. See, in the way of the sinners. You know, it's always finding very peculiar that in the church, they consider somebody wicked if you're a rapist, if you're a murderer, if you're any of those two so detestable things. Yes, that's a wicked person. But do you realize that the Bible considers a person who's wicked also someone who disobeys the commandment of God? Well, you say, well, Rico, a murderer is disobeying the commandment. You should not kill. But wait a minute, the Bible doesn't say you should not kill. The commandment doesn't say that. The commandment says you should not murder. So therefore, you can defend yourself. But you should not murder. It's premeditated. Okay? So I find it interesting that, you know, to Yahweh, breaking the Torah and not keeping the Sabbath and not keeping the feast, to him, that's wickedness because you're doing it according to your own imagination. Let's find out what the word wickedness there means from the Hebrew text. You walk in the counsel of the ungodly and stand in the way of the sinners. Where is it at? Wait a minute. Blessed is the man who walked not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Right? The word there means to make mouth, to scorn, to pronounce a foreign language, interpret, to speak something against God. That's really what it means. To mock. A mocker. Okay? So a wicked person can also be considered somebody who mocks the word of Yahweh. Okay? Now, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. You see, you notice there that the word law means Torah. Go back to the screen for me, please. The word law there means Torah, the commandments, the precepts, the Pentateuch. So he's telling you that you will be as a tree. He says you will be blessed. Let's go back to the beginning. This is how I study, okay? So you understand the Hebraic way. This is how I study. Blessed is the man. Now, we got to study which is the man that he's talking about. Ish. See, there are different words for man. There's Enosh. There's Ish. There's Adam. You see what I mean? He's using the word Ish. It says, blessed is the man who walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, or sitteth in the way in the seats of the scornful. So let me ask you a question. If you have a pastor who refuses to obey the Torah, who refuses to keep the commandments, who refuses to keep the Sabbath and the feast, according to verse 1 of chapter 1 of Psalms, he is ungodly and he's not walking, and he's walking in sin. Why? Because his delight is the instructions of the Lord. And his Torah, he meditates day and night. You see what I mean? And verse 3, I hope, is this making sense to you guys? I hope you follow me, okay? Don't believe me, go look at it. Is this making sense to you? It says, verse 3, if you keep the commandments of the Lord and you meditate in the day and night, then you'll be what? Then you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring its forth fruit in a season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whosoever he doeth shall prosper. So let me get this straight. If you do not do the commandments and you don't keep them and you don't obey them, then you're not going to be blessed. Then you're not going to be a tree standing by the rivers of water. Then you're not going to have fruit. You're not going to have fruit in a season. I mean, all I'm just reading verses. So what I'm doing. Let's see what kind of references we can have here. Okay, Jeremiah 17:8. See what it says. There we go. Watch this. A reference to that verse. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters that spreadeth out her fruit, her roots by the river, shall not see when heat cometh, and her leaves shall be green. Her leaf shall be green. Shall not be careful in the year of drought. Okay, neither shall seed for yielding fruit. Okay, now who is it talking about? Let me find out. Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, whose hope is Yahweh. You see? But if you hope in Yahweh, let me go back here, then you are doing what? You're walking in the Torah. You meditate in his words day and night. This is the context of Psalms 1. So somebody who tells me, oh, I don't want to keep the commandments, so they get, you're not blessed. Because only those who meditate on the Torah are the ones who are going to be blessed. That's what it says right here. Okay? Verse 5 of Psalm 1. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For Yahweh knoweth the way of the righteous, and the way of the ungodly shall perish. But wait a minute, what is the way of the righteous? The Torah. Because Torah produces righteousness, because I'm doing what is correct. You understand? It doesn't bring you salvation, but it does guide you in a path of blessing. It guides you in the path of doing what he wants you to do. Okay? You know, I always find it very peculiar that people say, what is the will of the Lord? What is the will of the Lord? See if I find the psalm right now. I want to do his will. And, you know, Psalms tells you, and I can't remember the verse right now, so please have mercy on me right now. It says, oh, how I love to do your will, O Lord. Your Torah is in my mouth. Okay? You know, here we go. I got it. It's Psalms 40, verse 8. I delight to do your will, O my Elohim, and your law is within my heart. Okay, let me go there here. That is Psalms 40. This is how I study at home, by the way. So you can see how scatterbrained I am all the time. It says, verse 8 says this. I delight to do your will, O my Elohim. Yeah, the law is within my heart. Let's look that in the Hebrew. So I delight to do your will, O my Elohim. Yeah, your Torah is within my heart. Okay? So therefore, actually, let's look at that word right there, heart. This is very interesting. It doesn't use the word lev. It uses the word mea. And the word mea basically means, look at the definition. I've never seen this before. It's the first time I've seen it. It says, from an unused root, probably meaning to be soft, plural, the intestines, abdomen, sympathy. This is very interesting because, you see, this leads to something else, belly, bowels. Womb. That's exactly what Book of Acts 15 is talking about. Okay? The Book of Acts tells you, come back to me real quick. The Book of Acts tells you that you should keep away from idolatry, fornication, and food strangled and blood, right? Now, in Leviticus chapter 11:42 tells you, it's a verse that is, it makes no sense unless you really understand the whole context. But if you don't understand the Hebrew, you're not going to get it there. It says, whenever crawls in its belly, whatever goes in all fours, whatever has many feet amongst the creeping things that creep on the earth, these shall you not eat. These are an abomination. Okay, so you say, what does this have to do with everything? Okay, the word belly in that verse means gachon. Now, in Hebrew, the word belly means beten. There are two words, gachon and belly. Okay, the word belly means abdomen, just stomach. But the word gachon includes the whole torso, your heart, your abdomen, and your genitalia. The book of Acts is talking about every single one of those three places. Okay, so here when it says your heart, your intestines, your everything here, your abdomen, basically saying with your heart, with your stomach, and with your genitalia. That's why he doesn't want you to commit adultery. That's why he doesn't want you to commit idolatry. And that's why he doesn't want you to eat the unclean. That's how you walk in holiness, by taking the Torah into your heart, which tells you what to eat, what not to eat, how to treat your neighbor, how not to treat your neighbor, and which gods to serve and which gods not to serve. Does this make sense to you? See, out of this, you can go on for hours because you see one word that triggers this. So let's continue in our pattern that we were doing before. So the word says, verse 8 of chapter 40 of Psalms, I delight to do your will, O my Elohim. Your Torah is within my abdomen, with all my heart, with my heart, with my stomach, and with my genitalia. I will produce your seed to continue the covenant. I will only keep my heart from you. Now, you see what I mean? So therefore, as we understand this, we know that the wisdom of Yahweh is His Torah. Understanding is His Torah. What does Proverbs tells us? Proverbs tells us about wisdom. Proverbs, the Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, says, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instructions of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear, will increase learning. A man of understanding shall attain unto the wise counsel. Well, wait a minute. How do you acquire wisdom? Remember, the definition of wisdom is the commandments. Isn't that what we read in Deuteronomy chapter 6 and chapter 4? That's the wisdom. And he's talking about the Torah. Watch this. Verse 6 of chapter 1 of Proverbs. To understand a proverb and interpretation, the word of the wise and dark sayings, the fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. What is the word instruction there? Let's find out what it is. Mukhar, chastisement, restraint. Say, so wisdom, kachma. Okay, you have knowledge, da'at. Only this wisdom can be obtained from studying the Torah. That's it. Says, my son, hear the instruction of your father and forsake not the law of your mother. What does the word law there mean? Let's find out. The law is the Torah of your mother. Because Torah is in the feminine tense. You see, the mother, man, this is what motivates me to study. See, I'm doing this teaching to try to share with you how much truth is in the Bible. Any way you look at it, you're going to find it. It's telling you that the only way you're going to get wisdom is by not forsaking the instruction of your mother. Instruction. What is the word instruction? The Torah of Yahweh. You see, if you keep the Torah, then you have wisdom, you have understanding, you have discernment. And then you will get favor, and then you will be blessed because you're walking in it. So what is the commandment all about? How do I begin walking in this journey? I got 2 minutes. First, he'll teach you about redemption, Passover. He'll tell you that you were a slave to Egypt and now you're free. Then he'll lead you for 50 days. Count 50 days, walk away from your slavery mentality and get to the day of Pentecost. And I will give you freedom. I will give you my Torah, my commandments, my instructions, so the whole world know that you are married to me. Do you accept this? Yes, everything you say we will obey and do, you're married, you're in covenant. I will teach you. Then you start following through the month of the summer. Then you count to the day of Yom Teruah, the Feast of Trumpets. Why? That's the day that you receive your king. He's teaching you how to walk in the commandment so that you will receive your king. Then you count 10 days to the Day of Atonement, What is the Day of Atonement? That's the day that all of Israel become forgive for their sins. And also in the future, it's going to be the day there's going to be judgment to the enemy for betraying and for transgressing and for raping the bride Israel. And then once the enemy is taken care of, and once you have repented from your sin, then the Feast of Tabernacles, when you keep the Feast of Tabernacles, you're basically relating to the world that you are rehearsing and that you are proclaiming to the world that you are betrothed to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and you are rehearsing the weddings of the Lamb. So you go from redemption to sanctification, consecration, to receiving of your king, to the judgment of the people and the whole world, to the weddings of the Lamb. When you follow the Torah, when you live the Torah, when you walk in it, and then you cleave unto the Creator, that's when you find the blessing, and that's how you begin the first steps of understanding wisdom, is by walking in the commandments. You must do. See, work without faith is nothing. But work with faith is everything. Okay? Faithfulness is what? Showing that you love somebody. Anyway, this is going to be the first part of many, many more in regards to Hebraic Roots 101. Remember, do not believe anything I say. Go back and look it up. Yahweh bless you and keep you. And I'm looking forward to keep continuing to share this with you so you will be blessed. Shalom, shalom, and I'll see you soon. Bye-bye. Hello, and thank you for joining me, and it's a pleasure to be a teacher here at GLC, and I personally want to thank Al and Tommy Cooper for the opportunity to give us a chance to teach Torah and to bring the Hebrew roots into your homes. If you want to get in touch with me, you can go to my website, www.wisdomintorah.com, or if you'd like to email me, you can email me at wisdomintorah@yahoo.com. Also, some of the other information will be there for you to enjoy, and PowerPoints and other things for you. Yahweh bless you and keep you. And remember, everything that I teach, everything that I share with you is in my heart so we can grow together, so we can learn together, so we can become spiritually mature for the coming of our Messiah. All I ask is that when you read something that I say, go back and verify everything I say. Do not believe anything that I said. Owe it to yourselves to only praise Him, to give Him the honor and the glory, because we are all servants of the Most High Elohim, Yahweh Tzevaot. Yahweh bless you and keep you.
This program was produced by and for God's Learning Channel. If you enjoy this program, we need your support to keep this program on GLC. Please make your checks out to God's Learning Channel, P.O. Box 61000, Midland, Texas 79711-1000. Please be sure to designate where your contribution is intended. It is very important to let GLC know which programs you enjoy and support.